moto, en voiture, enfin.
Memories of his life and times with energy.
De rêve chez Carrefour.
Terror by night. The Columbia Players present a play of the supernatural. Walton Butterfield's dramatization of Oscar Wilde's famous story, The Canterville Ghost.
Ghosts? Precisely. A ghost. My lord, you actually expect me to believe that Canterville Chase is haunted or that there exists such a thing as ghosts?
My dear Mr. Aitchus, I feel it my bounden duty as a present owner of Canterville Chase to acquaint you and your family, as the prospective owners, with the facts. Your belief in them rests, quite naturally, with yourselves.
In America, my lord, we have everything that money can buy. We have many of your best actors, your prima donnas, your plays, your novels, your works of art. Believe me, if there were such a thing as ghosts in Europe or in England, we'd have it at home in one of our public museums or on the road in a theatrical production.
Possibly, Mr. Aitchus. I fear, however, that the ghost exists, though it may have resisted the overtures of your enterprising American impresarios. It has been well known for 3 centuries, as always makes its appearance.
At Canterville Chase.
At Canterville Chase. Immediately before the death of any member of our family.
So does the family doctor, for that matter, Lord Canterville.
We have not cared to live in the place ourselves.
There's no such thing as ghosts.
My great aunt, the Dowager Duchess of Bolton, was frightened into a fit.
By this ghost?
By 2 skeleton hands being placed on her shoulders as she was dressing for dinner.
Imagination, Lord Canterville. Pure, maybe impure,
imagination. In conclusion, Miss Otis, I feel bound to tell you that the ghost has been seen by several members of my family. None of our younger servants would stay with us. And Lady Canterville slept very little at night in consequence of mysterious and persistent noises that came from the corridor in the library.
My lord, I appreciate your frankness. I'll take the furniture and the ghosts at evaluation. We won't mind a ghost in the house. It's perfectly all right.
Quite so. Only I beg you to remember, I warned you.
Welcome to Canterville Chase.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, what a lovely house.
Say, I'm going to like this.
Thank you for permitting me to stay on.
Hey, Roger, ask where the ghost is.
They wouldn't know.
We should be lost in this great house without your care.
Tea?
Any cakes, Pa? Come on, Roger. Now, don't you children touch anything.
I lay tea in the library, madam.
So my children have discovered. What a beautiful room. Don't you love this black paneling, Hiram?
Huh? Oh, yes. Yeah. Very pretty. Better pour the tea, Elizabeth.
I'll take you a wrap, madam.
Gee, these muffins are good.
They're not muffins, Roger. They're scones, aren't they, Mother? What, dear? I don't care whether they're scones or muffins. They taste swell.
I'd rather have a cinnamon toast.
Tea, Washington?
No, thanks, Mother. Gee, I don't think I've seen such a beautiful sunset since we've been in England.
Well, we deserve a clear day for a change.
I never dreamed there could be so much rain in 1 month, but today it's perfect. Oh, dear, I pushed something off the tray. A spoon, I think.
I'll get it, madam.
Thank you, Mrs. Umney. Right over there in front of the fireplace. I must have... Why? Mrs. Omni, that spot! Children, did you spill anything? Where, Mother? There, in front of the fireplace. I'm sure something has been spilled.
Yes, madam. Blood.
Blood?
What's this?
Blood has been spilled on that spot.
Ew.
Get out of my way, Roger. Let me see the blood.
Are you serious, Mrs. Omni?
Quite, madam.
Here, let me see.
How horrid. I don't care at all for blood stains on the carpet.
Don't worry, Elizabeth. We'll get rid of it.
It's the blood of Lady Eleanor de Canterville.
I don't care whose blood it is, Mrs. Omni. It must be removed.
She was murdered on that spot in 1575.
Murdered?
Yes, miss. Murdered. By her own husband, Sir Simon de Canterville.
Say, Dad, some family, these Cantervilles.
Sir Simon survived her 9 years, then mysteriously and suddenly disappeared. His body has never been discovered. It's his spirit, his guilty spirit, that still haunts the chase.
What nonsense! Get the Pinkerton from my suitcase, Washington.
Gee, it's a swell spot, ain't it, Roland?
Have it removed at once, Mrs. Omni.
It cannot be removed, madam.
Pinkerton's champion stain remover will clean it up in no time. There! You see? It's disappearing already!
But, sir, Mr. Otis, Mr. Otis, I beg you.
See? Now it's all gone. I knew Pinkerton would do it.
You shouldn't have done it, sir. You shouldn't.
Hiram, quickly. Mrs. Omni has fainted. Virginia, get me some water.
What good is a housekeeper who faints?
Hush, Hiram. Here, Mother. Now, what do you suppose made her faint? Maybe it was that blood stain.
She ought to be used to it, since 1575.
There. She will be all right now. Are you better, Mrs. Omni?
Oh, madam. There's trouble coming now. And this is your first day in the house.
What do you mean, trouble?
I've seen things with my own eyes, sir, that would make any Christian's hair stand on end. There are awful things done here.
If you're talking about ghosts, we're not afraid of ghosts, are we, children? Of course not.
I'd like to see a ghost, though.
So would I! A big one!
Many and many a night I've not closed my eyes, even for a wink of sleep. Tonight is sure to be another. I'll take my supper in my room, if you don't mind. That storm didn't come up sudden-like for nothing. Good night to you, madam, and you, sir. And the Lord protect you all.
What's that striking now, Elizabeth?
It must be 12. We came up about 11. Go to sleep, Hiram.
I've been asleep. Just before the clock started to strike, I thought I heard something outside in the hallway. A sort of clanking sound.
Now, Hiram, if you're trying to frighten me...
Of course I'm not trying to frighten you. But I tell you, I heard something. Be quiet. There. You hear that?
Idea, Hiram. It sounded like a chain being dragged.
Like a rusty chain.
Get up. Strike a match. It's coming nearer.
That's exactly what I'm... What the devil are you screaming about, Elizabeth?
Didn't you see it, Hiram?
Of course I saw it.
Horrible. A terrible looking old man. His eyes were red as burning coals. And his long gray hair was... Something was hanging from his wrists and ankles.
Chains. They're what we heard.
Why don't you do something, Hiram?
I am. Be quiet.
Dear sir, I really must insist on your oiling these chains. Here's a small bottle of Tammany lubricator. I shall leave it here on this hall table. If you want more, just shout. Good night.
Hiram, what did you do?
The only thing I can think of to stop that bloomin' clanking. Maybe now we can go to sleep.
What was that?
I don't know, but I'm gonna find out. Something broke.
You missed him, Roland. Now he's gone.
What's going on out here?
We saw him, Daddy. We saw him. A dirty old man.
It must have been that Canterville ghost.
Roland missed him, too. Was. Almost hit him with our pillow.
What's all this glass?
It's a bottle of Tammany lubricating oil. I put it out here on the table for that. Whatever it is.
It was the ghost, Daddy, of that old man who murdered his wife down in the library.
Nonsense. You can't tell me. What the?
Virginia? Where's Virginia?
Here she comes. What's the matter, Virge?
Mother? Daddy? I was just down in the library. I couldn't sleep and went down for my writing case, which I left in front of the fire.
Did you see him, Virge?
Him? Who? The Canterville ghost! The old man! He was up here in the hall!
He broke a bottle to pieces and disappeared, just as I threw a pillow at him. Daddy saw him.
Virginia, are you all right? Yes, I'm all right. But, Mother, Daddy, that bloodstain on the carpet in front of the fire? Yes, dear, forget about it. Your father wiped it out. That's it, Mother. It's back again. Redder and bloodier than it was before.
Well, if you ask me, we've been here a whole week, and we haven't made much progress.
What can you do in weather like this? We're lucky to have such large fireplaces.
I'm not talking about the weather. I'm talking about the ghost.
Oh, now, Washington, can't we go to bed one night without talking about that horrible apparition?
The more we talk about it, Elizabeth, the less it should frighten you. You don't see me, or even the twins, shuddering and screaming. Virginia isn't afraid.
No, I feel sort of sorry for him. Poor old ghost. Well, I can't help feeling that it would be much safer if you, Hiram, and Washington, and even the twins, took it more seriously. We don't want to have to move.
I don't mind the old fellow, if he'll just keep quiet and let us sleep. After more than 300 years, he certainly has a claim on the place. But I'll tell you one thing. If he doesn't use that Tammany lubricator and quit smashing my bottles to pieces, I'm going to take his chains away from him.
He who laughs last.
Ghosts do not laugh, Elizabeth. Mind you, I don't think that pillow thrown and pea shooting.
Now, for heaven's sakes, Hiram, don't start the twins in. They're fast asleep long ago.
Getting rested up for midnight, probably. Little devils.
Might I come in, madam?
Of course, Mrs. Emney, come in.
Madam and sir. I'm not upset about everything that has happened this past week.
Of course, we all are, Mrs. Emney, but it's not your fault. This beastly weather, getting settled...
No, not that, madam. It's what goes on at night.
Nonsense. We'll have all those hijinks cleared up in no time, Mrs. Emney. Besides, Mrs. Otis gave you full permission to remain in your room, safe and sound.
Safe? Was old Madame de Trumiac safe when she woke up early one morning and saw Skeleton seated in her favorite armchair, reading her diary? Was Lady Stutfield safe when five unseen fingers clutched her throat so tightly that she almost strangled and had to wear a black velvet band around her throat until the day she died? I could go on like that.
Please don't, Mrs. Omni. I admit that while I do not, of course, believe in such a thing as this Canterville ghost, there is something about the house that...
That interferes with our sleep and that we're going to squelch
if it costs you the life of one of your family.
Mrs. Omni, please.
If you persist on your silly fears...
Then please may I give notice, sir.
We'll talk about that tomorrow or the next day.
Tomorrow will be too late. Doesn't the persistence of the blood spot in the library carpet tell you anything, sir?
Yes, that is a humdinger. I must admit. If I myself hadn't locked up the library tight every night after removing the stains...
6 nights it's been, sir. And each morning the blood is back again as though you'd never touched it.
Yes, but what kind of blood is it? Washington, you've got your list.
Yes, here it is. The first morning it came back blood red and returned even bloodier the next three mornings. The fourth morning it was a dull, almost Indian red. The fifth it was vermilion, and this morning it was sort of a rich purple.
Sort of like a chameleon, isn't it? I don't think we ought to joke about it, Mother.
I know you shouldn't, Miss.
I'm considering writing an article on the subject of the permanence of sanguineous stains when connected with crime.
I think I'll go up to bed now, Mother.
I think we'd all better. It's long after 11. Are you going to lock the library again, Hiram?
I certainly am. Come on, Washington. We may have a new color for your chart tomorrow morning.
Good night, Mrs. Umney.
Good night, madam. And I pray it is a good night. Good night, miss.
Sleep tightly, Mrs. Umney. Okay, Dad, lock her up. Are you coming, Hiram?
Coming, Elizabeth.
It's almost time to wake the twins. Have you got everything ready?
Yes, in my closet. I'll wait until just before midnight.
Good night, Dad.
All right, see you later.
Good night, son.
Roger?
4:30. I'm getting sleepy waiting. Wonder what's the matter with the old ghost.
Maybe he died.
He did in 1575, or we wouldn't be a ghost.
Shh!
I hear something.
That's only the dog down in the barn.
He must be outside the door now.
What happened?
I think we got him.
He tripped on the string. See? It's broken.
And the pail of water fell right on him when our door opened.
The broom handle has gone right through the pumpkin shell.
Something tells me that's the last we'll hear of ye old Canterville ghost. Where's Virginia?
Mother fainted. She's probably in with her. How's Mother Virginia?
Virginia's not here, Hiram. Is everything all right?
All right. Virginia?
Verge. Verge.
Roger, Roland, help us find your sister. Look in all the rooms.
I'll look downstairs. Verge, where are you?
Virginia. Hiram, what's the matter? Where is Virginia?
Be quiet, Mother. She's around here someplace.
She's not in bed, Daddy. The bed's all messed up.
Thank you, Virginia. No, sir, it's me, Mrs. Umney. Has anything happened?
Happened? Mrs. Umney, help us find her. Virginia, my little girl, wake up the servants.
Now, Elizabeth, be quiet. We'll find her. She's probably fallen asleep in one of the big chairs downstairs by the fire. Is she there, Washington?
No, Dad. The library is locked, and she's not in any of the other rooms.
This all comes of your crazy fooling in the halls with that...
With the Canterville ghost, madam. I heard him stalking through the house.
Washington, catch this key and open the library doors. She may have got in there somehow and fallen asleep.
All right, Dad.
Since midnight, he's been prowling around.
We didn't see him, Mrs. Omni.
We've been waiting for him since the clock struck 12.
He didn't come out until just a few minutes ago.
There, there, madam. Maybe she's safe after all.
Is she there, Washington?
No, Dad, everything's just as we left it in the library. Except
what?
Except the bloodstain. It's back again. Only this time it's much bigger and much bloodier than it's ever been before.
Virginia! My baby! My baby!
Take her to her room, Mrs. Omni, and wake the other servants. And the gardeners, too. We'll search the grounds. Daylight's coming.
I knew it. I knew this was to be the night. This is his revenge for all you've done.
Be quiet, Mrs. Omni. Virginia can't be far. We'll find her if we have to search every corner and tear apart every brick.
To the twins' room to beg them to leave you alone tonight. I feel so sorry for you, Sir Simon. But the twins are going back to Eton next week, and then if you behave yourself, no one will annoy you.
Behave myself? Then I'd have no reason for existing.
You know you've been very wicked. Mrs. Omni told us.
Mrs. Omni.
The first day we arrived here, that you had killed your wife.
That was purely a family matter. And no concern of Mrs. Omni, or your family, or anyone else.
Don't you know it's very wrong to kill anyone?
Ethics? Bah! My wife was very plain. She never had my wraps properly starched. She knew nothing about cookery. She couldn't.
What's the matter? Are you angry at me for being here?
No. Though I'm a bit angry at myself for letting you find me. I was resting. But after all, you are much nicer than the rest of your family. Your father and the boys, I mean. They're rude. Disrespectful.
Oh.
What's the matter?
So it was you who stole my box of paint and all the different shades of red are used up? That explains that silly bloodstain on the library carpet.
Well, what was I to do? It's very difficult to get real blood. Didn't it frighten you?
No, of course it didn't. Though I think it did my mother a little, and it certainly annoyed my father. Mrs. Omni was the only one.
Ah, yes. Mrs. Omni is a very satisfactory person.
I do hope you'll be nice from now on, Sir Simon.
No, please don't go, Miss Virginia. You're a great comfort to one so lonely and so unhappy as I.
But I'm getting sleepy.
Sleepy? I've not slept for 300 years.
Poor ghost. Have you no place where you can sleep?
There is a garden where the grass grows long and deep. where the nightingale sings all night through, while a cold crystal moon looks down and the yew trees spread their giant arms over the sleepers.
You mean the Garden of Death?
Yes. Death. It must be so beautiful to lie in the soft brown earth, with the grasses waving above one's head, and listen to silence. To have no yesterday, and no tomorrow. Have you ever read the old prophecy on the stained-glass library window?
Yeah, I learned it by heart the first day we came. When a golden girl can win prayer from out the lips of sin, when the barren almond bears and a little child shall give away its tears, then shall the house be still and peace come to Canterville.
You can be that golden girl, Miss Virginia, and open for me the portals of Death's house, for love is always with you, and love is stronger than death is.
I don't think I know what you mean.
If you will weep with me, because I have no tears, and pray for me, because I have no faith, and you, who have always been sweet, good, and gentle, will move the angel of death to have mercy on me.
But where would I have to do this, Sir Simon?
In darkness filled with fearful shapes, where wicked voices will whisper in your ear. But they will not harm you. For against the purity of a little child, the powers of hell cannot prevail. Are you afraid?
I am not afraid. And I will ask the angel to have mercy on you. Mother, Daddy, everybody, where are you? I'm back. Virginia? My darling! Thank God! Where have you been? We were just about to send out searching parties. Hiram! Hiram, she's here in the upper hall! Safe and sound! Oh, Mother, I'm so sorry you were worried. I didn't know it'd take so long. Take so long?
Virginia, where have you been, child?
Come up, boys. She's here. Tell the servants to go back to bed.
Oh, Miss Virginia, are you really safe?
My baby! My baby! Verge, where on earth have you been?
Here she is, Roger! Here she is! Hooray! Hooray!
Well, Virginia, where have you been?
I have been with a ghost, Daddy. He is dead. After waiting 300 years, he has gone to sleep in peace. Would you like to see him? Child, what are you talking about? There's a panel in the wall near the window in the tapestry room. He's there in a little cell, just a skeleton, tied to a huge iron ring. Come on, twins. The tapestry room.
That would be the remains, where they've been hidden all these years. Of old Sir Simon de Canterville.
Yeah, Mrs. Emney. He had been very wicked, but he was really sorry for all that he had done. Before he could really die and go to sleep forever, he needed someone to pray for him. So he asked me to pray for him, and I did. And he gave me this box of beautiful jewels before he died. Dad, come quickly. It's here, just as Virginia said. The secret room and the skeleton and everything.
Oh, my child, what a night of terror and of heartache.
Never mind, madam. The ghost of Sir Simon will walk no more. What? I fancy that.
What is it, Mrs. Emney?
That old withered almond tree in the court. I do believe it's blossomed. Yes. Yes, I can see the flowers quite plainly in the dawn.
Can you really, Mrs. Emney? Then you need never fear the Canterville ghost again, for he is now at rest.
You have been listening to The Canterville Ghost by Oscar Wilde. Those in the cast were as Virginia,
Kelsey Cernich,
as Hiram Otis, Sean Cernich, as Mrs. Otis,
Kelsey Cernich,
as Virginia's brother Washington,
Kelsey Cernich,
as the twins,
Kelsey Cernich,
and Sean,
as Mrs. Otis.
That is also I, Sean,
as Lord Kennedy.
Sean.
And as the Canterville Ghost himself,
it is I, Sean.
Story.
Do we need to do all this?
Yeah.
Stop it.